Bonjour, c'est Françoise Breu. Vous écoutez le Melting Pot sur KPFK 90.7 FM à Los Angeles et 98.7 FM à Santa Barbara et dans le monde entier sur kpfk.org.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM in Melting Pot. And it is my distinct pleasure right now to welcome in the Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans. How are you guys doing? We are very happy to have you in here. You're going to start off with a couple songs, and then we're going to talk about new record and all kinds of things, Hot 8. So Hot 8 Brass Band here on KPFK. We'll be right back. Goodness, goodness, goodness. Hot Eight Brass Band here at KPFK playing for y'all. I'm just about speechless, but ain't good for an interview. But man, it's nice. It's not a lot of times I like being in a real enclosed space like this with a lot of people. But man, I tell you, this is nice. I really enjoy what I'm doing here, and thank you guys so much again for coming through. For people who might just be hearing your sounds for the first time, or people who are new to Hot Eight, could you guys introduce yourselves and let people know what instruments that you play?
Terrell Baptiste, trumpet player.
Raymond Williams, known as Dr. Rocco, trumpet.
Jerome Jones, trombone.
Clarence Slaughter, also known as Trixie, saxophone.
Larry Brown, trombone.
Travis Carter, tuba.
Samuel Cyrus, young one, snare drummer.
Harry Cook, bass drummer. Hi-hat cymbal.
That is Hot Eight Brass Band. How did the group come together originally?
It was four members from the High Steppers and four members from the Looney Tunes, and they came together and made the Hot Eight. It was four and four, so they made the Hot Eight.
How did you decide on the name Hot Eight?
Because Louis Armstrong had a band called the High Five at the time, and it was High Seven, and it was, we had eight members for the Hot Eight.
Hot Eight for a new time. One of the things that people who know New Orleans music know, tradition of brass band sounds, and there's quite a few exceptional brass bands that are out and around that people also may have heard of. Rebirth is certainly one. Soul Rebels is one as well. One of the things I've always wondered, I originally grew up in Atlanta. Every now and again, we got out to New Orleans, but not too much, especially since I moved out here to California. But one of the things I always wondered about, just kind of the dynamics between the different bands, like how much of a competition is there in New Orleans between all these various bands that to people on the outside, we just feel, great to have all this music. But I always wonder what it's like for musicians in New Orleans with all these different brass bands.
It's great, man, to have as many brass bands as they have. There should be more. There's plenty of work in New Orleans, so everybody get a chance to work. But, of course, it's a competition thing, because it's always been that since the beginning of the music, since it developed in New Orleans. Musicians always challenge each other to see who will be the best. You always want to be the best band in New Orleans. But it played a part in helping other bands to become better and to grow as musicians, as performers, and role models to younger bands that are coming up and that's trying to learn from us. So it's great, man. We love to see, and since Katrina, man, there have been a lot of new bands coming up, man, and that's what we want. We want the music to continue to grow and develop more musicians. We want the musicians to become more aware of the history of the music, knowing where the music came from.
One of the things to me that's interesting, I mean, it's a traditional sound in a way, but it seems to me with all the amazing kind of musical legacy of New Orleans that brass bands that come out and play like you guys, you incorporate some of the tradition, but it seems like there are also all these other elements and styles that are in the music that, with like New Orleans soul, it tends to stay on the kind of soul side. With the blues, it tends to focus on the blues. But to me, the brass band sound is one that doesn't just stay locked in to a single thing and incorporates a lot of different styles. Could you talk maybe a little bit about how you guys bring together all these different influences into the Hot Eight Brass Band sound?
Well, it's really just being, open-minded and understanding that music, it evolves, and it keeps going. It's always going to be something out new and something more. You never stop learning. And it's important that we keep the old, the tradition and mix it together and, combine it together to keep you know, to entertain a young artist, our audience, to make them feel comfortable of listening to it, and also letting them know the history and the culture. And it's just the same thing, but we just mixing it together so it could become more hipper to the younger, you know, the younger crowd.
In a way, it's sort of like creating our own gumbo, you know, because in New Orleans, you got your okra gumbo, you got your chicken and sausage gumbo, and you got your seafood gumbo. So the music is like that. It's like a gumbo. You can add your own mixture and your flavors, but you want to stay rooted in the tradition of the New Orleans music. You don't want to get away from that tradition, but you still want to add your own little flavor.
And that's something also, this is music that's performed live. It's meant to be seen live. The live performance is a big part of it. So much of contemporary music, 21st century music, is very like digital. A lot of like music created by DJs, especially in thinking about keeping these traditions ongoing. I wonder if you could talk just a little bit about how important it is, not just to play this on all these instruments, to have brass bands be really brass bands, but also how important performance is for the experience of the band and also the audience.
It's real important. It's really, really important, because it's nothing take away from the live feeling of music, because, you know, it might be a time where that's where we do the most experimenting. You know, it never stays the same. You know, we was just working on something before we start the sound check when we was doing it here, and that sounding like that's going to be a very hot number when we finish with it. You know, so that'll happen live at a show. They wouldn't know it, but we would, and it would just mess us up how they took to the music. And is our shows are more free. You know, we're going to ask you to get up, come join us on stage, come dance with us. And, you know, we might come out there in a crowd and dance with them. So, you know, it's very exciting. It's more exciting, you know what I'm saying? It's more intimate.
And that's one thing about New Orleans music and New Orleans, I mean, and jazz, period. It's spontaneous music, man. It just happened right at the spur of the moment. We didn't even come in here plan on doing what we did, but it just happened. And that's the beauty of it.
Now, you have a newer record came out in November on True Thoughts, Life and Times, Hot 8 Brass Band. And one of the things also, and kind of connected to that last question, you know, it's a sound it's such a live sound. Sometimes a lot of bands in other genres, I notice they have a difference between how they sound in the studio and how they sound live. And they're always trying to kind of capture that energy. And I was wondering just if you could talk about just how it is that you guys, like the record sounds like it's recorded live. It sounds like it could have been a live show, even though it you don't hear the crowd, you know, but it has that same kind of energy of a live performance. And just if you could talk a little bit about, you know, what the recording process is like and how you're able to capture something that normally that kind of energy you'd only have if it were a recorded live show.
To me, I think about the performance that we had the day before, or something like the day, like we get ready to come in the studio. That live show that we had that day before, I'll keep that in my head for the record, you know, for the studio time performance.
It's just a feeling, you know. Music is a feeling, so. We know the sound and that we want to do, so we just get in there and just go at it, you know, just have fun. So
Is it even a situation where you guys have to kind of take a moment and chat things up, or is it like almost like a look while you're playing? Or
just get on.
Well, it's just like you say, it's just a feeling. Like we play with each other almost every day. Like this is like our everyday job. So like our music. It's always powerful like that. It always moves us and it makes us happy. So every time we get in the studio, we try to not let the studio pressure us into, you know, sounding a certain way. We just go in there and act natural and do what we do, you know, for the most part, yeah.
On this record, I think one of the things that was sort of surprising to see the song, and then as soon as you heard it, it made complete and perfect sense. was on this record. You guys do a cover of The Specials' Ghost Town. And there's also a really just fantastic kind of short film video that connects to it as well. And I was wondering just kind of the process of how you guys chose that song and how that song spoke to you, especially thinking about New Orleans after Katrina.
Well, when we the record label True Thoughts wanted us to do that song, we never heard the album was actually done. And they like, man, we think this song gonna be a good song for you guys to do. And we heard it, and like, and we looked it up and saw what it was talking about and what it meant. And we like, man, we just put our own little twist to it, because of course it doesn't sound like the original song. And so we just put our own little twist to it and made it our way. And it's doing good. It's real big right now. I didn't think it was gonna turn out to be that big. And it's real big, and I'm proud of it. I'm happy we done it.
One of the more than just the music, there are a couple other ways people might have heard about Hot 8 Brass Band. You guys, in addition to a lot of other people in New Orleans, were featured in Spike Lee's documentary When the Levees Broke. More recently, you guys have been on one of my favorite shows, and one of the few kind of TV shows on cable, but TV shows that I think really kind of looks at musicians, takes their work seriously, and focuses on the art and all the variety of art that comes from musicians in a particular place, the TV show Tremé. I was wondering what the experience has been like, especially the appearances on that show. And one of the things I really was interested in is just how people in New Orleans and other musicians in New Orleans have felt about the way that the show depicts the city.
It was an honor for the band to be on it, you know, to do it and, you know, represent the city. But I feel in some parts of it, it's being a little, you know, tainted to somewhat. It's not really like showing like the real, it's showing the hardships of being a musician, but it's not really getting down deep into how hard it is. But it's a pleasure. We had a blast doing it, and you know, it gave a lot of musicians in the city work at the time, and being able to showcase their talent, you know, to the world. Because last time we was in Europe, it was just starting to show over there. So you know, it's been a blessing. But I besides the band being on it, like, two or three times, I was on it a lot, and I really felt like it's still not showing how hard a musician really works and what they have to really go through.
I mean, it says something, because there's so few shows where musicians are, if not central characters, are always, you know, always present from show to show to show. Generally, musicians are they're just in the background. They just make a guest appearance, and that's it. And music isn't really a focus. And on a show like this, where music is the focus all the time, that it still has work to do, says quite a lot about the work that's put in. I think a lot of times people, especially when they see brass bands, you guys are having so much fun. It's such a fun experience. They think that it must just be, you know, just all fun and games. You know, how hard can this be? It's just a party after all, you know, something like that. But yeah,
we're in the music business. Uh-huh. You know, and it is a business, so it's we have to do our job, and we really work hard at what we do. We practice hard. We work hard at shows to when people come see us, they enjoy themselves. So we want to get the sold out arenas. We want to be headliner some festivals, and we deserve that. It shows that we deserve that. And if you work hard and do what you're doing, you're serious about what you're doing, you're putting in countless hours of practicing and being away from family, you know, it's a tough job. It's real hard.
Yeah, I mean, there's no way to sound that good without struggle. You know? and you guys sound real good, so you know there's a lot of struggle involved in it. And I mean, there's so much talent on display in this band and similar other bands. There's so many other kinds of things that potentially could do just because of kind of the artistry that's on display, like how versatile you have to be to play this music. You can play jazz, you can play blues, you can play soul, you can play hip hop, you can play bounce, you can play all these various styles of music, but you bring all of that together, and that's something that jazz, blues, you know, all those individual musicians, they can't do that. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, I hope people really understand is just not just how hard that work is, but how much talent it takes to bring all this together.
Yeah, and I really feel like people sleeping on our city for us in New Orleans. There's really some talented musicians in that city. Really, really talented, and really, really talented in this band. You know, and I think people, you know, they see New Orleans and they, besides, you know, Louis Armstrong, you would think of Lil Wayne, Master P, and all, it's beyond that. You know, we really have talent in that city.
Yeah, because in most cases, a lot of times musicians have to leave New Orleans just to get recognized.
Yeah.
And in most cases, and that would, for me, I think, also contribute to some of the musicians. It also helped recognize the talent and the great things that's going on in New Orleans. So for me, it's a great show. It's a great show for in that cause.
The other thing I think is really important about that show, and also important about, you know, what you guys do, because I know that you're involved in this kind of work, is keeping the light kind of shined on New Orleans post Katrina. Because I think, especially with, you know, the Super Bowl, I haven't been in New Orleans, and you know, Mardi Gras is back since Katrina, fairly quickly back after Katrina. A lot of people who only think of New Orleans in the present tense in that way, like they just see, well, you know, the city must be back. The problems can't be that bad now. You know, they're getting ready for Mardi Gras. And I'd really like for you to say something about just kind of the state of the city, even these, you know, 8+ years after Katrina, just how that continues to affect things in New Orleans. And if you could also talk about, you know, some of the specific things you guys do as well connected to that.
Yeah, and you know, something you said, that because they just recently had a show on CBS I saw on New Orleans, and the people that are still struggling today, still having a hard time getting their lives together since Katrina. They're still living as if Katrina was just yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... But the city is coming back. They're getting it together. They're rebuilding. They have money to fix the city up, to make it look good for the city, to bring money to the city for the tourists, to have big events like Super Bowl and Mardi Gras and all that. But there's still New Orleans people, a lot of new people in New Orleans that are still trying to get their lives together since Katrina. And, you know, and actually I'm one of them myself. You know, we all one of them, you know, one of those people that's still trying to recover from Katrina. You know, it's a ongoing struggle, man. That's my part of it. I like to say about anybody else might have something to say.
Well, you know, I feel the same way as, you know, Brother Rocco here, is that the city, still parts of the city still look like that. And that's where houses used to be, and parks and homeowners, and they had parks and clinics and dentists for schools and things, you know, for kids, and even the library. You know, I was shocked to see it still look like that all this time. And you know, they will make it, you know, they're going to make it seem like on a commercial, come down to New Orleans, they're going to show the little jazz band, the Zataran sauce and all that for you to come to New Orleans, but they're not showing you
the real
New Orleans, the real part of New Orleans.
They ain't showing you the big mosquitoes in the night watch that bite you.
Some of the areas that we be in, some of the areas that we stay around, they don't bring the camera around there and let y'all see what's really going on and things like that, but it's coming along.
Once with families who lived in those houses, you know, a lot of friends and family members, and it's sad, man. You know, and that's where all our music come from too, all that hurt and pain like that. You know, make us sound good like that too. You know? his music so soulful. You know, it make you cry sometimes. You know?
Yeah, it's definitely music that you feel.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going through anything in your life, when we pick these horns up and drums and things and start playing, you're going to get over your problem. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel like you didn't conquer your problem a little, but, you know, and it's going to be easier on you, like, you know, whatever problem you like going through, you know?
And that's another reason why we do this music, too, because it's more spiritual and it heals, you know? Every time we go through something, it's like
it heals your pain.
Like one of us going through having a bad day or something, we come around the band and once we pick up these horns, it's just, you know, it floats away once the music take you away, you know what I'm saying? It's, just, it's very healing. That's another reason why, because we see that our music is very powerful and it not just make people think it's a party around it. It actually heals them because, you know, they could be gone through, they could have been a lost a family member, or they could have been, you know, just down on themselves that day, and the music is just so uplifting. So that's another reason why we really do this music too, because it's more spiritual than anything.
So again, just really appreciated you guys bringing this to us, to our listeners. And I know this tour is still ongoing. Where are some of the places that you guys are going to next?
San Francisco.
Arcata, a couple of more cities here in California. Right.
Seattle, you know,
places like that, you know.
We
just like,
we kind of
starting at the top, coming all the way down, so.
Hang out with the High Eight, bring some friends, buy a couple of CDs, they go good for gifts, birthday gifts, Christmas
CDs,
gifts.
CDs, t-shirts, make sure y'all log on the website. Valentine's gifts. Make sure y'all log on the website, www.hot8brassband, the number 8, brassband.com, Twitter. We do follow back. We have Instagram. Any social network that you have, we have it. So just look up the Hot 8 Brass Band, and we do follow back, and we do write our friends, and we do sign T-shirts, and we do sign CDs. We're not uppity people.
Fellas, I won't miss it. The ladies going to be there, I tell you.
Come rock with the Hot 8.
Yeah, if you didn't hear it earlier, you're about to hear it again, and you're going to know exactly why, wherever you are, you need to find a way to see this band. Is there a way we could get you guys to play a couple more songs?
Nah, just one more.
Just one more? Hey, I'll take whatever you give me. All right, we've been talking to the Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans once again, and they're going to play for you one more time right here on KPFK 90.7 FM.
You can find this number on our first album. Title, Rock with the Oh,
Hot 8 Brass Band for you here on KPFK. I cannot thank you gentlemen enough. Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having us.
LA.
It's an honor to be here.
But what
more
can I say? Welcome to LA.
Hollywood.
Hot 8 Brass Band here for you on KPFK and Melting Pot. I hope you guys enjoyed that. And hopefully you got a chance to see them when they were here in Los Angeles, so you get a chance to see them the next time they come around. Going to close things up with a song from their record, Life and Times, of the Hot 8 Brass Band. This is that version of the Specials Ghost Town that we were talking about right now for you on KPFK and Melting Pot.
real.
Thank you.
Music from Carlos Nino and Miguel Atwood Ferguson, composed in tribute to J. Dilla, and from The Suite for Ma Dukes. The name of the song is Find a Way. Ahead of this, you heard music from the master himself, from Donuts, his last statement before he passed on, exactly 7 years to this day. From Donuts, you heard Stop, People, and Difference, just recently reissued on 45 from J. Dilla. I always think of Dilla as kind of hip-hop's Hendrix, and so it was nice to play Hendrix in the same set. From something that's brand new, previously unreleased record, pretty much every track on it, People, Hell, and Angels, coming out in March. Mojo Man, the name of the song, featuring Jimi Hendrix on guitar. And we also had the Hot 8 Brass Band at the top of the set. Ghost Town, the name of the song from their record, The Life and Times of the Hot 8 Brass. Big thanks to the group for coming through, and Jazz at True Thoughts for bringing them in. And also extra special thanks for Stan Misrahi for putting the sound together. That will be archived on our blog, meltingpotblog.com, as will the entire show tomorrow. So I hope you'll check it out if you missed anything. You can check for us on Facebook too, facebook.com/meltingpotradio. And if for some reason you need to get a hold of me, you can email me at michael@meltingpotblog.com. That's all we got for you this time around. Folk Scene's up next. Y'all take care. Until next time.